Live from Music City, Nashville, Tennessee. Two guys fumbling their way through the music business so you don't have to. Here they are. It's Scott and it's Hino and the Music Row Show.
All right. Check 1, 2. Mic check 1, 2.
Very good.
There, thank you.
Just like a professional.
I know. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Music Row Show. My name is Scott.
And my name is Hino. Thanks so much for tuning in again tonight. This show is for all you songwriters and performers and musicians out there who want to get a handle on how things work in Music City, but particularly songwriters tonight.
That's right. And remember, we don't know anything. 10 years of this and we're still idiots. But but we are able to bring brilliant, smart, talented people into the studio. And normally we talk for the whole hour.
Yeah.
But tonight's a little different. Why is that, Hino?
Why is that? Because we're going to be doing our annual Tin Pan South preview show. This is the 25th anniversary of the Songwriters Festival. Awesome Songwriters Festival.
Yes. NSAI's Krista Darting is here, and she has brought some friends along to kick it off. Hit songwriters, recording artists, Gary Nicholson, Joe West, and Tennille Arts are here in hour one to play some songs and share some Tin Pan South memories.
Sure. And then in hour two, we're going to have hit songwriter Marcus Hummon, Paul Sykes, and Cindy Thompson are going to be joining us. And they're going to, you know, give us some more Tin Pan South goodness.
Some goodness. Hey, I'm excited about this. Why don't you go ahead and do the honors for
this
hour?
The honors? Okay. Well, Where to begin? Our Tin Pan South preview kicks off tonight with three really great writers. One of our favorite writers, Grammy-winning producer, recording artist, and awesome session player, Mr. Gary Nicholson, a.k.a. Whitey Johnson. He's had so many hits over the years that, you know, we'd be here all night listing them for such a huge variety of artists, everything from rock to country to blues and bluegrass. We'd be here all night. So just trust me, you know a lot of his songs. Then we have Joe West, Grammy Award winning producer, mixer, and hit songwriter, Joe West. John's had multiple number one hits and cuts on artists like Keith Urban and Toby Keith and Tim McGraw, Jimmy Wayne, and let's not forget Warrant and many
cool
others. And his music has been featured in over 100 different TV shows and movies and network shows, that kind of thing. And lastly this hour, we've got our hit songwriter and recording artist, Tennille Arts, our resident Canadian here this first hour. Her self-titled debut EP just came out and hit number one on the top country albums chart in iTunes Canada right as it came out. And it's racing up the charts here in the U.S. as well. So, Gary Nicholson, Joe West, Tennille Arts, welcome to the Music Row Show, Tin Pan South Preview Show.
You could have done like a Casey Kasem.
Yay!
It's shooting up the charts.
Shooting. Yeah.
Poor Tennille. Casey Kasem was a DJ
radio
back before
guy.
You were born. Trust me, he was great. Gary, okay, after 10 years of being on the air here, you still have my all-time favorite discography. Every time I look at it, my head explodes. When a writer can have Alabama, Willie Nelson, George Strait, alongside B.B. King, Buddy Guy, and James Cotton, then next to, you know, Foghat and Ringo Starr, it's just such an amazing career. So I'm not asking what your favorite songs are, but are there some cuts that you've got that just you geeked out over because of who recorded it, or some that you just kind of think, even if they were never hits, it's like, man, but I got a cut on so-and-so. That's just cool.
Well, I have to say that I'm in awe of being able to have the songs recorded by Ringo, just because to be in the room, he's sitting there and he's actually a Beatle. And
yeah.
So that pretty much blows me away. But also a childhood hero of mine was B.B. King and Buddy Guy. And so that's really important stuff too. So.
Absolutely.
That's pretty cool.
That's huge.
Well, Gary, you wrote mine and my wife's theme song, Seem Kinda Crazy.
Oh,
That's our song, you know. Most people have ballads and stuff. No, we've got that one. Heard the Delbert McClinton version, but who you co-wrote it with. But I've since learned that a lot of other folks have recorded that song too. George Strait, Del McCurry, Big Daddy O, among others. So tell us what inspired that song and how you got George Strait to cut it.
Same Kind of Crazy as a title was inspired by Paramahansa Yogananda, who's actually my guru. And he was on a train and he met a movie actor, and the movie actor was looking at him with a scowl because he had a turban and some robes on, and he was a, you know. So he said, well, Yogananda said, everybody's some kind of crazy, but, you know, if you like the kind of crazy I am, you'll be my follower. And if I like the kind of crazy you are, I'll be a movie actor. And so Yogananda didn't turn into a movie actor.
But, wow.
But anyway, that's where the idea came from.
Oh, sweet. Sweet. Yeah.
But Delbert had the best line in the song. She talks sleeping. In her sleep, but she always gets my name right.
You know, he wrote me and my wife's theme song, too.
Which is what?
Get Out. I hate that song. I always think that there's something wrong.
It's a very short song.
When I come home and she's playing that. Yeah. But, Joe, congrats on your recent Grammy award-winning work with Joey and Rory's project, Hymns That Are Important to Us.
Thank you.
I know you work with so many artists as a producer, but you had to know going in that this was kind of a once-in-a-lifetime project. Talk about the process and how it differed from others.
Well, I'd known Rory for a long, long time. When I first came to town 10 years ago, he had offered me a publishing deal with Giant Slayer. And even though I didn't take that deal, we ended up becoming really good friends. Mm-hmm. And over the years, I've just been a fan. He's a fan of great songs. And anytime people that are great songwriters cut other people's songs, I always take notice of that. Just because it shows what, you know, sort of where the bar is for them. And I've just always been a fan of him and his music. And Joey, her voice, I've always said it's on level with Patsy Cline. And it's one of the distinct voices of our generation. And all Rory really wanted for her was for her to be heard and have a shot of people hearing her story. And I had done the Inspired record. I had done a mix of Cheater Cheater for him early on. And then he asked me to produce the Inspired record, which was another Gaither's record, which was a big record for them. And then they went in and they started the record at Larry Beard's place because they needed to get it done really quickly, and Joey wasn't doing really well at that point. So after they had finished the first day in the studio, they had recorded everything, and he reached out to me to help him finish that record. So I sort of hunkered down and went through all the vocal tracks and recorded some other stuff. But at the end of it, it was a labor of love. It was one of the few times when you're making records that you feel like, all right, I got to get this right.
Right.
I got to make sure that I'm as good as this record. I got to make sure that if there's a nook or a cranny that we can bring a little bit of extra spotlight or greatness to this record, that I spend the time looking for it. Spent a long time making that record all alone.
Wow.
Took it up. My father and my niece were both sick, so we had to go up to Pittsburgh for Christmas this year. I took a little portable Pro Tools rig, and I'd get up at 6 a.m. and do some mixing and recorded a kids' choir up there and in the living room, just work on the record until I could get up, you know, until the rest of the family got up. And I knew that I needed to get it right. So, and we did. We got it right. It was one of those times that, you know, you're really nervous and you're hoping that it all works out. But at the end, it was a really great record. And I remember when it was done, I thought, this is the kind of record that could get nominated for a Grammy. And then the story got so big. Bigger than we had expected. I was in Nicaragua, and people were calling me saying, hey, it's number one on the iTunes charts. And I was like, we never even thought about sort of the success of the record, because it was probably going to be 30 or 40,000 records and be to the core audience or whatever. And at the end of that week, it had sold 70,000 copies and was the number one Billboard record. So everyone was surprised, and then it kept selling, and the story got bigger and bigger. And they lived their story transparently on TV, in his blog.
On his blog.
They just really, they kind of lived out everyone's story with cancer. Everyone felt like they had told their story, I think. Mm-hmm. So it was just a beautiful thing to be a part of. And I'm so glad I got to be a part of that story. And that at the end of it, it turned out to be a great record, a gold record. We just celebrated it, turning gold, which is a real accomplishment nowadays.
Right.
And of course the Grammy, which was another surreal moment. So me and Rory walked up to the stage, and of course he had his overalls on. I had a tuxedo. I tried to spice it up.
Well, he had his formal overalls on, though, didn't he?
I guess. Yeah. They were still
blue-jeaned. Yeah, but they weren't grass stained.
But yeah, he's a great guy, and the record's a great record. I'm just so glad I got to be a part of it.
That's great. That's awesome. Well, Tenille, congratulations on your debut EP.
Oh, thank you very much.
It sounds great. I really like the song Me and Don Henley, which is a really good song. Tell us the story behind that song.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I wrote it with Mark Narmore and Adam Wheeler. And Mark is always driving in from Muscle Shoals, Alabama, driving in, and he's always writing down these crazy titles on his steering wheel while he's driving. And
that's safe.
Yeah, totally safe. Better than having your phone. And he came in with, we had scheduled a write, and he came in with that title. And I was just like, that is the coolest thing, because like those old songs are what you go back and listen to. And for me, when I listen to like old songs and stuff like that, it brings up these feelings of like the first time that I heard them, or any song in general. Like as a girl, sometimes we drive around in our car and we cry to songs that make us feel something. And it's just like, that's kind of what that whole song is about.
Nice. Hmm.
Yeah. Well, you, and I hope I got all this right. So if I didn't, you can say, Scott, that's wrong, and it's okay. But you came to town as a very young girl with some opportunities, but decided those opportunities weren't right for you, and you went back home, and then came back again with, you know, with more experience and stuff as well. But what's impressive to me is most youngins who come to town are willing to sign just about anything. Because it's like, oh, this is it. This is my one shot, you know. And I, when you're young, it's so critical. So I was so impressed that you said, no, I don't, whatever it was, it wasn't right for you. So can you talk about that decision and being as patient as you were?
Yeah, I mean, I was 15 years old at the time when I first came here and had a really great big opportunity. And I learned a lot from it, but at the end of the day, it really wasn't who I was creatively, and I felt like I needed that time to go back to my hometown and really figure out who I was as an artist and make sure that this music was going to be something that I was proud of, because I really want to create music that's going to live past my time right now. I want it to live on past that. So I needed to make sure that it was staying true to country music and that it was just me. And so I waited until I was 21 years old to release my EP.
Very cool. And you wanted to wait so 20 years from now someone will write a song called Me and Tenille.
I hope so.
Okay, good. Good, good. Well, before we take a break, Krista, come here for just a moment.
You can sit right there.
Are there any surprises in store for, this is 25, that's a big deal, 25
years.
Is there internal pressure, and not from NSAI, but just with everybody involved in this each year, is there pressure you guys put on yourselves to make it bigger and better and change it up a little bit?
Well, sure. I think you want to make it bigger and better every year for sure. And especially with it being the 25th, we really put a lot of focus on that. But it's hard to say you get better when we have what we have in Nashville. I mean, everybody is so amazing, and every single year it's so amazing. And we keep saying, oh, this is the greatest. And you do the next year, like, this is the greatest. And my favorite part of doing Tin Pan is having people that have never gone who mm-hmm. sit down in the room and you see their faces completely transform when these amazing songwriters start playing these songs that they know and love. And they're like, oh, he wrote that song, that's my favorite song. Or she wrote that song, I've loved that song my whole life. Like, you can see people just light up. Right. And that's what, songwriters are very special people, and they have a gift like none I've ever seen. And it's fun to have Tin Pan focus on that and let everybody see that.
That's cool.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I my hat's off to you. It must be an unbelievably challenging job, just the sheer size of it and all the
it's
different
a busy
performers.
Week.
And, well, it's probably been a busy past few months.
Busy 3 months. Yeah.
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 The longest week ever. It's a 3 month week.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So if any of you listening are interested, tinpansouth.com is the website. You can go find out the show schedule. And
we even have an app this year.
An app.
Brand new app you can download. Customize your schedule. It's great for both phones, not just iPhones, but for your Androids too.
Do you have the 10-year-old flip phone app?
I don't think they have the apps for the flip phones. Sorry about that. We tried. We worked on it.
Maybe next year. That's how you will get bigger and better.
That'll be the 26th flip phone apps.
All right. Listen, we're going to take a quick break, but we're going to come back with more of our Tin Pan South preview show. I want to let you know that our sponsor this segment is
Main Street Productions.
The folks over at Main Street Productions. Now, how do we know those guys, folks?
Well, you know, every now and then, and Tennille knows this, and I'm sure Gary and Joe, for that matter, you got to do videos every now and then. And even if you know, as a young artist, as an artist who's been around for a while, even though maybe the stations aren't playing it like they used to, like the CMTs and stuff, YouTube, Europe, it's still a big deal. Yeah. You got to do some, and they're expensive.
They can be. Unless you call Main Street Productions.
We found these guys at Main Street Productions. And, I mean, they do feature films and they do all this stuff. So they're using top-of-the-line stuff and they know how to use it.
Right.
But they really like working with songwriters and with new artists. And they can do things for just unbelievable things for a price you won't believe. I can't even say it. But
yeah, you can't even. The price is so low.
The price is so low, I can't say it on the air. Right. It's crazy.
All right, we're going to be back in just a few minutes.
Wait,
on the
they got a website.
Oh, that's right, MainStreetProductions.org.
That's MainStreetProductions.org.
All right, we'll be back here on the Music Row Show. Come on back.
Chrome and steel, 'cause he's got me. He's in my songs, in my guitars, in a riding shotgun, in my fast car. Yeah, he's into everything about me.
All right, welcome back to the Music Row Show. That is what he likes from the debut album, self-titled album from Tennille Arts, who's one of our three Tin Pan Southers here tonight. And we've decided we flipped a coin. Actually, we flipped Joe, and he landed on his head, so he gets to go first.
I'm heavy right now.
It took all four of us.
Yeah, it was
show weight.
Yeah,
show weight.
So why don't you give us a taste of what we might, what folks can expect if they go hear you guys at Tin Pan?
Sure. I'm from Pittsburgh originally, and I wrote this song for my father, and I imagined, you know, when he passes, I'm the oldest boy, so I figured I'd be the one that would probably have to give the toast.
Oh boy.
Or give the eulogy, but I always felt like it should be a toast. And since we try to write songs that can get on the radio, you end up trying to write it about something that could get on the radio, not a guy from Pittsburgh that works in a steel mill, you know? So me and Ronnie Clausen wrote this about a guy from Texas, but every word is true about my father.
Awesome.
I got a faded picture of him standing waist high in an emerald field of wheat, with a sun-drenched sky above him and some dark brown Texas dirt beneath his feet. He was a king of making something out of nothing, never tried to be someone that he wasn't. Yeah, here's to my old man, to scarred up weathered hands, to the crops that he rose up, lessons that he taught from the driver's side of a Chevy truck, to a simple life well lived, to all the times that he never quit. One tough son of a gun, one look at him and you'll understand why I am the way I am. Here's to my old man. He was baptized in the Dust Bowl, and he never found a good reason to leave. My mama and the gospel were the only things that ever brought him to his knees. Through the drought, thunderstorms, lightning, I swear I never one time caught him crying. And here's to my old man, just scarred up, weathered hands, props that he rose up, lessons that he taught from the driver's side of a Chevy truck. To a simple life well lived, to all the times that he never quit. One tough son of a gun, one look at him and you'll understand why I am the way I am. Here's to my old man. My old man. Here's to my old man, for everything he stands, to all the sweat and blood poured into this big old American dream that he's given us. To a simple life well lived, to all the times that he never quit. Yet he wanted son of a gun, won't look at him, then you'll understand. Made me who I am. Here's to my old man.
Yeah, very nice.
Thank you.
It's up to you now, Tim.
Very, very cool. Let's try this again here. We're trading
guitar cables
trading
there.
Cables. So before you do the song, give that a couple of strums and let's see all if right. we can hear it. That's coming through, right? Yeah.
It's all the way up. It's good?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to do a brand new song that I wrote with Adam Wheeler. And I'm in a long-distance relationship, which, I mean, my boyfriend's in another country. So this song is really just about missing someone. And I think that everybody's kind of always missing someone at some point in their life. And it could be about a breakup or something that you're going through. But it's called Run Out of You. In the back of the closet, gray sweatshirt that ain't mine, your cologne still on it, and I know it's fading with time, but I need it so I breathe it in. Bottle of tequila we brought back from Mexico, take a shot when I need ya, but I never lose control, 'cause I know when it's gone, it's gone. I found just enough to get me through all these lonely nights, getting by all I get from what you left. Johnny Cash on vinyl, you brought me the man in black. I lay down that needle, you can't take another scratch. It's spinning and I'm holding on. I found just enough to get me through all these lonely nights, getting by all I get from what you left. Getting by all I get from
what you left behind, but I don't know what I'm gonna do. No, I don't know what I'm gonna do when I run out of you.
Yeah. All right. Very, very good.
I like that.
Okay, that was working fine.
That was working. All right.
So let's
cool.
plug that in and give that to Gary. Oh, this is so cool. Now, while he's plugging in, Joe, you're playing Saturday at Douglas Corner.
6:30.
6:30.
Yes.
And Tennille?
I am at Station Inn March 30th, Thursday at 9.
Very cool. With Mark Narmore.
Paul Sykes. And Adam Wheeler.
Very cool. Very cool.
And joining us now, of course, is Gary Nicholson. He's going to be playing Tuesday at 6 o'clock at the Bluebird.
Very good. So, very nice.
There you go.
With Sonny Throckmorton, for goodness
and
sakes.
And Sonny Curtis.
Yes.
Yeah. And one more.
Yeah. We'll find that out here. Yeah.
Bruce Chanel.
That's right. That's right. That. Of Hey Baby.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
Hi. How you doing?
Good. Nice to see you again.
Yeah. Glad to be here. It was 10 years ago?
You were 2009, so it was 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll never forget it. You wore a black jacket.
Yeah.
It's a safe guess, right?
It was, yeah.
I don't know what he wore.
You had a little spinach in between teeth that night.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. What you going to play for us?
It's a new song.
Oh, sweet.
It's just a brand new song.
Great.
We're an immigrant nation, that's what we are. That's the way we made it, that's how we came this far. We stand for freedom, for all men. We're an immigrant nation, brother, come on in. We all sailed here from far across the sea to the land of freedom and opportunity. We built it up, made it our own, so that sweet liberty would have a home. We're an immigrant nation, you and them and me. All faiths and races in the land of the free. Stand with each other, brother to brother. Yeah, that's the way we made it. We're an immigrant nation, and you can build a wall so high, nobody will ever get in. But you can build a wall so high, it will hold our very soul in. We're an immigrant nation, under God's many names. For the love of this country, we all pray the same. We stand with each other, brother to brother. Yeah, that's the way we made it. We're an immigrant nation. We stand for freedom, for all men. We're an immigrant nation, brother, come on in.
Awesome.
That was good. Are we going to take a quick break?
We should go ahead and take a break now. We're here with the folks from Tin Pan South. We got folks from NSAI here too. We're here with Joe West, Needle Arts, and that was of course Gary Nicholson. And we'll be back
before we take a break. Oh, though we need to mention that Tin Pan South is more than just a big festival and a party with all these great songwriters.
That is true.
It's also the big fundraiser
for
NSAI.
It's the biggest fundraiser, yeah.
And so next hour we're going to be talking with Krista about what NSAI does
for songwriters
from new songwriters to big old hit songwriters like all the great people we have here tonight.
Yep.
All right. So we're going to take a break. We're going to be back with more of our Tin Pan South preview night here on the Music Row Show. Stick around.
Shouldn't go, seeing who I shouldn't see, doing what I shouldn't do, and being who I shouldn't be. A little voice told me it's all wrong, another voice told me it's all right. I used to think I was strong, lately I've just lost the fight. While. Funny how falling feels like flying for a little while.
All right, welcome back to the Music Row Show. That's Fallen and Flying. That's Gary Nicholson off of his Texas Songbook CD. And you might recognize that song. That kind of was in a big famous movie.
It was in the movie Crazy Heart with Jeff Bridges. Now, and we'll do this real quick, but where do people buy your records? Gary, where did they?
GaryNicholson.com.
Okay.
And they're on Amazon and those places as well. CD Baby's another place.
Right. And Tennille, you're on iTunes, obviously, since you're number one in the Canadian country music. Anywhere else?
iTunes, Google Play, I think everywhere that you can buy digital music.
Okay. Joe, how about you? Where do people find all your stuff?
Joe-West.com. Or yes. iTunes.
Is that H-Y-P-H-E-N?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Gotcha.
Capital H
Silent
or is
Q,
the...
tilde.
Yeah.
Ampersand.
Got it.
Yeah, and you can also get your lo-fi project there too, which was really
sure.
good.
Thank you.
That was fun. How's old Jamie doing?
He's in the Air Force.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he's in the Air Force. He's singing for the Air Force. He got recruited. He's going all around singing football games and other promotional things. The Air Force just came to Nashville and made a Nashville record at Ocean Way. So I got to go down and watch that a little bit. That was great.
Very cool. Well, let's play one more song. What you got for us?
I'm gonna do a song Keith Urban cut. It was at the number one party for this. He said it was the most autobiographical song that he never wrote, and we had been trying to get this song to him for years and years, and different people in the industry, guitar players and bass players that toured with him, and publishers, of course, and at the end, Emily West. I had written a couple songs and produced some songs on Emily West, and. She played it for him at the CMAs, and he cut it the next day. And they said that him and Nicole used to listen to this song on infinite loop on the boombox in their kitchen, my demo of it. And
wow.
Kind of surreal.
It is.
I always tell people that it would have been nice to know. I could have swung over there in my Toyota Camry with 268,000 miles and hung out with them and
hey, what's
live.
Up, guys?
Yeah. Presented him a bill for the royalties. How many times did you play it now?
That'll be 37 cents, please.
It's called Without You. I love you since the very first day. When I caught you looking my way, I smiled and just knew it. Up until you came along, well, no one ever heard my song. Now it's climbing with a bullet. So nice to have someone honestly devoted. When it's said and done, girl, I hope you know that the traveling, the singing, it don't mean nothing without you. Fast cars, the guitars, they are all just second to this life, this love you and I been dreaming of for so long.
would all be as good as gone without you. Along comes a baby girl, and suddenly my little world just got a whole lot bigger. Now people that I barely knew, they love me 'cause I'm part of you. Man, that's tough to figure. How two souls could be miles from one another, but still you and me somehow found each other. Traveling, singing, don't mean nothing without you. The fast cars, the guitars, they are all just second to this life, this love you and I been dreaming of for so long. It'd all be as good as gone without you. Without you. Without you, I'd survive. But I'd have to have the notion that I could spend this life just going through the motion. The traveling, the singing, fast cars and guitars, they are all just second to this life, this love you and I been building up so high. You're never gonna touch the sky without you. Without you. Without you.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Let's take a quick break. We're going to be back and hear another song from Tennille and another song from Gary Nicholson. So stick around. We'll be right back here on the Music Row Show.
Welcome back to the Music Row Show. That's Joe West doing Vintage Heart.
Nice.
It is, really. Believe me. We're here with Joe West and Tennille Arts and Gary Nicholson.
That's right.
For and our Tin Pan South Show.
We have just enough time to get a song from each of you. So take it away, Tennille.
All right. This is a brand new song as well. It's about, well, I moved to Nashville about a year and a half ago. And so I've just been very influenced by the Southern way of living. I think it's awesome. Everyone is super friendly and super laid back. So this song is about a laid back kind of love.
Got a southbound heart and I think it's starting to show. I'm in love with a boy and I don't care who knows. Sweeter than honey, stronger than whiskey, and I can't get enough. He ain't trying, that's just what he does. He makes you wanna fall in love. Slow, he's smooth as a rhythm out of muscle shows. Make you smile like make you wanna roll with the tide when the blue in his eyes comes rolling in all around you. Oh, he's like Alabama. Yeah. He feels like home, like a Sunday drive through town. wraps his arms around. Sweeter than honey, stronger than whiskey, and I can't get enough. One kiss, I get lost in us. He makes you want to fall in love. Slow, he's smooth as a rhythm out of muscle shows. Make you smile. Makes you wanna fall in love. Slow, he's smooth as a rhythm out of muscle shows. Make you smile like amazing grace. Just found you. Make you wanna roll with the tide when the blue in his eyes comes rolling in all around you. Oh, he's like Alabama.
Nice.
Well, what better way to cap off this hour than with Mr. Gary Nicholson? So what do you feel like playing for us, Gary?
He's going to do She's Like Mississippi.
Yeah. Is there something you want to hear?
Anything you want to play is good. Okay. Good with us. Do that one song.
The trouble with the truth is it's always the same old thing. So hard to forget, so impossible for me to change. Every time I try to fight it, I know I'll be left to blame. All the trouble with the truth is it's always the same old thing. And the trouble with the truth is it's just what I need to hear. Ringing so right deep down inside. And it's everything I want, and it's everything I fear. The trouble with the truth is it's just what I need to hear. It has ruined the taste of the sweetest lies and burned through my best alibi. And every sin that I deny keeps hanging around my door. Oh, the trouble with the truth is it always begs for more. That's the trouble. Trouble with the truth. That's the trouble, trouble, trouble with the truth. And the trouble with the truth is it's never gonna let me rest. I can run and hide, but there's always another test. And I know it won't let me be till I've given it my best. Oh, the trouble with the truth is it's never gonna let me rest. That's the trouble, trouble with the truth. That's the trouble, trouble, trouble with the truth.
Gary Nicholson, Tennille Arts, Joe West, Tin Pan South starts Tuesday and runs through Saturday night. Go to tinpansouth.com. I think there's still single tickets available. Yes?
At the door.
Right?
At the door, yeah.
The passes are all sold out because you just roll that way, right?
That's right. That's right. Okay. So, but hey, we got more Tin Pan South goodness coming in the next hour with three great writers going to be joining
Marcus Hummond,
us.
Paul Sykes. Cindy Thompson.
Cindy Thompson.
What?
And thank you to Joe West, Tennille Arts, and Gary Nicholson.
Thank you guys
for joining us. And we'll be back in just a few minutes here on the Music Row Show.